We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, Joe, we're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Our buddy, Brian Monroe, going to come out here and join us for a couple minutes. Good morning, Brian. How are you, buddy?
What's going on, fellas? Everything's good. How about yourself?
We're doing very well. Thank you, Brian, Monroe County. Hey, I wanted to ask you this question. I thought it was interesting. Man, he's letting all the former players come out and watch practice. He's not hiding anything, huh?
Not from us. I mean, listen, Coach Cristobal gets it. He understands what, you know, some of the greats that we have that played at the U on the sideline, just watching the guys means to the current players, because, you know, a lot of times when we were there, we would sit back and say, wow, that's Ray Lewis. Well, damn, that's Ed Reed. You know, that's Ted Hendricks. And it kind of, you know, makes you almost want to play a little bit harder and live up to that, you know, what they did
for
you. And then also, you have those guys to talk to after practice and ask any types of questions about, you know, what does it take to be a champion? What does it take to be great? What does it take to make it to the next level? Did you see anything from me today? And maybe next time you can watch something that I did and give me a pointer or two.
Hey, Brian, one of this, obviously there's a lot of open competition, but we are looking, let's go sexy early here. Wide receiver, we are looking for a one and a two. Somebody from day one to kind of step out there, win on one-on-one and 7-on-7, 11-on-11. Are you seeing anybody at all that's making plays here early in camp that to watch for? Is it go pretty much to the starting three or four guys that we saw in spring football?
You know, actually, the guy that popped out to me, I think, is the Clemson transfer, Frank Ladson. When I went up to day one, he caught everything. He was roasting DBs left and right. He's that big body guy that we need, that Rambo's gone, and we need somebody to step up. It looks like he could potentially be that one if he can stay healthy, which was his problem at Clemson, and be consistent. We obviously know Xavier Restrepo is that, you know, comfort blanket for TBD. They've been roommates since they've been in college. He's that tough-nosed dog across the middle. I think he's going to be that third-down receiver that you see, almost like that Braxton Berrios type. And I'm hoping Keyshawn Smith can step it up. And we have a lot of young guys that just need to stay consistent.
Brian, I'll stick with the offense a little bit, the running back position as well. It's one hell of a kind of class of five or six guys. Guys coming back from injury, Jalen Knight and Henry Parrish Jr. I mean, like, Trevante Citizen, there's a lot of dudes there. Has anyone stood out? Has anyone kind of showed you at this point? Or like, what's going on with that position in your eyes?
Well, you know, since Knighton was out in the spring, I think Henry Parrish got a lot of the carries. And he stood out to me because I think he could do everything as a running back. He can run outside. He can run inside. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. Right now, he is my RB1 just because he's a little bit thicker than Jalen Knighton. And I think he can do it all. I think Brewster, what he's shown so far is that burst of speed is just out of control. I mean, he just looks like he shot out of a rocket every single time he touches the ball. I think it's going to be a nice 1-2 punch. Donald Chaney looks really good coming off an injury. If we can get him back consistently, that is a triple-headed monster that can look really good this year. And obviously you got Big Thad that we want to see. Maybe we get to get a third down, fourth down back in those short yardages. And obviously, you know, everyone's talked about the freshman, Trevante Citizen. He looks like an NFL back right now, the way his body is built. But like anything else, he's got to learn the playbook, and he has to be trusted by the coaches for pass protection. If he can get that, then we'll start to see him get slowly put into the offense. But I think at the beginning, you'll see those three guys, and Jalen Knighton, Henry Parrish, and Donald Trainee be the guys.
Ryan, transfer portal, big plug and play guys, man. That's why you bring them in, guys that got to have experience from different programs. They got a bunch of guys defensively that they're counting on, especially in the front seven. Any guys that you've seen and you go, wow, that guy could make an impact early on here?
Well, the first guy you notice is Akeem Mezador, the transfer from West Virginia, the freshman All-American. I mean, during practice, he was in the backfield or he was stopping at the line of scrimmage for the running backs every single play. It just seemed like he was wreaking havoc all day long. I think he could be a huge asset to the team this year. Mitchell Aguda, transfer from UCLA, just looks like a guy that you want to get off the bus first. You know, he's just, you know, is well put together defensive end, I think is going to help this team. And if you want to talk about a guy that just looks like, wow, has to be the transfer from Maryland, Daryl Jackson. I mean, this guy's 6'6", 300-something pounds, but doesn't look like he has much fat on him, and he's been wrecking havoc. So I think that the additions of those guys plus a couple of the guys like Lichtenstein from USC, we're going to have something up front. I think that really is going to help us this year because we really didn't have a consistent pass rush last year or a guy that stood out once we lost those guys to the NFL. And I think a lot of these dudes would definitely help us and bring us back. And I truly hope that this transfer from UCLA, Caleb Johnson, can step it up because our linebacker play was horrid last year.
You got to play those guys, though, right? The reason you brought them in is a lot of them, you saw what you had, and you had a pretty good idea coming out of spring football, and you needed to upgrade with a lot of these guys that you're counting on that have a lot of experience already playing in big-time college football, right?
Yeah, well, you needed the depth, first of all, right? We have some guys that are very talented. I mean, you have Leonard Taylor, who's a freshman, and Jared Harrison-Hunt, who's coming off an injury, but who do you really have behind them? You know, you have Jafari Harvey, and you have Chance Williams on the ends, but who did you really have behind them? Yeah. Like, you need to bring in competition, and you need to bring in depth to compete with the guys that you're competing with this year in the Texas A&Ms and the Clemsons of the world. So I think that, you know, Coach Chris Ball and his staff did a great job saying, okay, where are we weak? And they noticed up front that we didn't have a lot of guys, so they went and got five transfers in the defensive line.
One guy's got to step up. I talked about this morning early. Zion Nelson is getting hyped up again, and I know he's a little banged up right now, but when he comes back, he needs to play like one of the two or three best players on the team. You agree with that? We've heard it. We heard about his quick feet, how athletic he is, made perfectly built for that position at left tackle. He needs to show him ready to go. Would you agree?
Well, he has to, right? Because we're all talking about Tyler Van Dyke taking that next step and being this first-round quarterback. Well, how does he do that? He does that with protection. He does that with time in the pocket. Your left tackle is obviously your most important lineman of the line. And, you know, Zion's that guy getting all the pub. You talk to Coach Maribel about him. They speak wonders about him. And he has to take that next step to say, okay, the hype is warranted. I'm going to be the guy. But, you know, honestly, for me, I'm more excited getting Jalen Rivers back. I think Jalen Rivers will probably be the most talented offensive line that they have for this line when it's all said and done. I just don't know exactly where they're going to play him. Is he going to play left tackle as Zion's out for the first game? He's going to play left guard next to Zion and shut down that left side of the line for the running backs and everything else. I think it's going to be interesting to see where they play everybody.
I want to go back just to Caleb Johnson for a second because I know that tackling has been something we've been talking about for a couple of years now, and I know that what Mario's doing on the offensive defensive line, how he's building it, we could see it past just this year into the next year's class and the next year's class after that into recruiting. But Caleb Johnson's got a chance to come in here and play from day one. And not only that, but with Charlie Strong and Kevin Steele as the coaches out there for him, I just got to assume this entire group of linebackers is going to get better right away.
Well, they have to get better. You can't get any worse than what we were last year as far as missed tackles in the country. And, you know, I get it. There's different schemes and different defenses that were taught in the past, and maybe tackling was taught differently. I'll tell you this. It's going to be completely different this year. Just watching them on day one on how much they were teaching the guys really stood out to me. And, you know, they have a little bit more depth as well, bringing in a Caleb Johnson as well. And some of the younger guys that have stepped up and had to play last year, maybe didn't want them to play, but they had to, they got some experience. You know, obviously you bring in Wesley Bissaint out of Miami Central, talented freshman, but again, he's a freshman. You don't want to be dependent on freshmen if you want to compete at championship levels. You have the three linebackers that are committed as, you know, right now in high school. again, you don't want them to come in and have to play, but if they're the most talented guys, you might have to. So I love that they went into the transfer portal and got a veteran linebacker that is a senior, because you need a guy that's seen a lot of ball, because who is going to be the other guy? Is it going to be Keontre Smith? Is it going to be Corey Flagg and William Steed that have played a lot of balls? Honestly, we don't know, and that's the problem. So you kind of need that senior leadership in that room with the Caleb Johnson coming over that's seen a lot of ball to help out. But I think with Kevin Steele, Coach Strong coming in, everything in that room is just going to be elevated to a higher level.
What's your thoughts on Tyler Van Dyke now coming in, knowing he's the man, not waiting for anybody to get injured and then getting thrown out there? What have you seen from him out there?
I mean, Tyler's, you know, he's that dude. You know, when you look at him, he just seems like a quiet guy, but he really isn't. You know, he demands the attention from his team, whether that's been in the offseason, in the weight room, seven-on-sevens, practice, the whole nine yards. Nothing rattles him either. I think he is a true leader. I think he's ready for the spotlight. I think it's more about him just getting comfortable with the guys on the outside and getting this offense down to 100%, where he knows it like in the back of his hand, and they can go out there and have fun. Because, you know, we saw what he did as a freshman in calling out NC State and actually backing it up, you know, being rattled the first two games and then running off six straight games with over 300 yards passing and three touchdowns. I expect him to do the same exact thing this year and continue it going.
You know, I got to say this to you before we run here. I was shocked to see, and I just took it for granted, that new locker room and seeing those faces when those guys saw their name and their number and saw how nice those lockers were. I would have never thought, like, hey, we need a real nice locker room to get everybody fired up. Were you surprised by the reaction, how important it is to have a nice locker room?
Well, you know, a lot of people say you're the old guy saying this, but I think that's today's football, right? They love to have these glitz and glam things so they can put it on Instagram and show off and stuff like that. But, you know, I understand when it comes to the young men, because, you know, they see their boys that are going to different schools with all these little fancy locker rooms. Everything's lit up. My picture's on there. So I get wanting to be like, yeah, that's right. Look at us. We're all stealthed out and all black, looking sick. And, you know, guess what? This is a temporary locker room. So this isn't bad for a temporary locker room, because when that, you know, new facilities done, you know, watch out.
That locker does everything but make love to you. It's unbelievable,
oh, you
man.
Don't know
I gotta
that.
Tell you,
you
that thing
that.
Is
right.
Brian, that thing is unbelievable. I mean it
reclines
sweet.
And everything, so you just never know, right?
Right. That's what I'm saying. You don't know that for sure.
You never know, but Brian. You never know. You're right.
That's it.
You know, we were speaking about quarterbacks, and unfortunate news just dropped down in the ACC. That Sam Hartman, Wake Forest quarterback, is out indefinitely with a non-football medical issue.
Ooh,
so that is
good.
Huge news in the ACC, obviously, with him winning the Atlantic last year with Wake Forest and being the veteran guy and probably being the most important quarterback to his team right now, that they don't know how long he's going to be out, but it definitely takes a hit for Wake Forest, and hopefully the young man comes back and is healthy.
Want everybody healthy, man. I'm with you on that one, no matter where you play. You're exactly right. Brian, thank you, man. Really
Thanks,
appreciate
Brian.
You spending some time. Thanks, buddy.
No problem.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guys, have a good day.
All right, welcome back. We're going to have Jimmy Johnson join us a little bit later in the show before we say goodbye to you. And hear what Jimmy has to say. Got a great book coming out. And he and the relationship with Jerry Jones and talking about the University of Miami and everything else that Jimmy's doing here in his late 70s. And the new book will tell you more about that. So I have noticed, I was going to bring this up to you guys. I have noticed, so the wife has been going to Publix and buying a piece of cake. They're just a piece of cake.
Slices of cake, right, yeah.
One slice, they put it in the plastic thing, that's it. It literally is just one healthy piece
of cake. Well, it's a piece.
Okay,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, healthy.
So anyway, They make a mistake. Listen, I love it all, by the way. I'm not, you don't get to this weight by accident.
Publix Bakery, come on.
So anyway, the problem is they put calories on it now. And all of a sudden, I check everything. I've been actually trying to figure out how many I'm burning and not take in too much more than, you know, and it's not working. But anyway, the calories, the worst thing they ever did is start putting calories on everything. Everything. Because everything, that piece of cake's got from 900 to 1,000, sometimes 1,100 calories.
In each piece, huh? Good God.
And it's like, it's just, you know, you have somewhat of a healthy dinner, but you're still not where you want to get to. So you go eat that, and it's like, you ruined everything. It's terrible.
You been to a drive-thru at McDonald's recently?
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, too. Man. Right.
That stings, by the way. Yeah. When you see that.
It's bad.
So this stuff she buys, you know, it tells you now in just about everything. They just slap down in the corner their calories. And you're like, good
why
God.
Why do they need to do that on
I don't
food
know.
You know is bad? Like, why right. do I need to know I'm about right. to take in 2,000 calories at McDonald's?
All right, can I ask you both questions? Does it matter? Are you still,
yeah.
You're still eating
it
McDonald's?
Does. It does matter.
It does matter.
You're not ordering the thing you want at McDonald's if you go there?
No, I'm talking about the cake she buys.
No, but I'm saying,
I won't eat it.
Because you feel like crap about it. Like, you already know going in that this is not a healthy situation.
Right.
So, yes,
especially
it does. It sucks.
Who the hell made him start putting calories on stuff?
I don't know.
It all tastes
right?
so good.
It's like when you're running down the Taco Bell drive-thru menu and you're ordering all this stuff, and it's like, the guy, like, you should almost jump on the thing and be like, hey, man, that's an extra 500 calories. You sure you need that?
And that thing Pat Riley does, eating yeah. like that. This Pat Riley came up with this thing, and it just doesn't work. So Pat said, you know, some reason when we used to talk all the time, that was the old Pat when he used to talk to us. He used to, like, he had this thing. I said, hey, Pat, man, you always, like, your weight, you never have a belly. You just always look good, man. Like, right?
Pat's got
half of South Florida wouldn't mind taking women taking a shot at right, him, you know, right. and he's married, got a beautiful wife.
He's got some serious willpower, though.
So yeah, I want to get into this. So he tells me, he says, we've had this talk more than once, and he's seen my weight go up and down at different times in my life. So he says, hey, Joe, that's all you have to do. Eat what you want, put the full plate together, whatever you usually eat, but only eat half. So I went, wow, if Pat can do it, I can do it. I do one of those, which I can't.
No,
Pat's successful for a reason, and I'm not. So it all made sense. So I tried it a couple of times. Wife makes a great dinner, and I was cutting it in half and going, okay, this half. So now I eat the half, and I'm not full, right? I'm like, oh, God, this is good. Oh, my God, this is great. Another great dinner. This woman just, she's a ridiculous cook. So I end up eating the whole thing. And then I'd eat a little more, next thing you know, I'm back. So I had to stop that. But Pat Riley, he goes, no, you just got to have willpower.
Half a plate,
put the
huh?
full amount of whatever you usually eat and just eat half of it.
I don't think that would work.
I go, Pat.
Yeah.
Went back to him. I said, Pat, it's just not, can't do it.
No. I mean, I got better,
sounds good.
Got a better chance of filling up half the plate and just eating as far away from the rest of the food as I can.
Even the salads. So I've been trying to do almost a salad a day. But if I'm going to have a salad, she's going to make it for the main thing. She goes, what kind of dressing do you want? And I go, blue cheese?
He said that like a kid.
Blue cheese? Blue cheese.
You were ready for that. God. Blue cheese?
Oh, blue cheese? You know, and I could see her going, well, I know what you're trying to do, and this ain't helping by having all that damn blue cheese you're getting ready to smother into all the good stuff. It's just getting ruined.
Might as well not
eat
the salad.
Yeah, no, it's just just wanted to bring that up, man. It's just not a good situation.
That's not good either when there's banana pudding in the house.
Yeah. And that
slice of cake.
And she tries. She mixes them up. She knows what I like. And you know, now I'm lucky I got two daughters, and they pick up the slack on stuff a little bit on what I don't eat, but just, it's rough over there, man.
I just feel like if you're picking up that banana pudding or that cake, or you're going to McDonald's or Taco Bell, the last thing you should do is look at the calories, because it doesn't matter. You're going to eat no matter what.
But they're there.
I know they're there, but you're going to eat it. You're in drive-thru line for a reason, not to eat healthy at McDonald's.
Yeah.
And you're eating that piece of cake not because you're trying to feel healthy about yourself.
No, but I didn't think it was that many calories.
Right, that is a lot of calories.
Saw that in the last month. She kept getting them. I was eating them. And then one day I looked at it, and I was like, oh, my God. You know, somebody has a birthday. I go for two or three pieces of cake.
Thank God it doesn't have the calories.
Like, I didn't realize I'm going home going, hey, I had 3,000 calories of cake today.
Well, we haven't always had that in Florida. I remember traveling somewhere, and I went to, like, you know, a fast food restaurant. I saw that they had the calories on the board, and I was like, what the hell is this?
I think it started in the Northeast.
It's like state law or something that they, like.
I think it started in the Northeast.
If you're going to overeat or you're going to be real big, we want to at least do our part and let you know we're not helping you with this. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess that's so, you know, if you try to sue them for, you know, coming a.
We told you.
You know,
whatever. I ain't blaming it. By the way, the situation I'm in right now, I'm not blaming anybody.
There's no class action lawsuit.
Yeah, no, they're safe. Yeah. Hey, Woody, real quickly, we got a little bit of time. What do you got coming in on the text
machine?
Imagine
Joe suing for that.
I've never sued anybody, but I've been sued about 12 times.
Tommy in Hialeah says, Joe, don't just serve half. He says, drink water before, after, eat a fruit. Don't eat more food. I lost 100 pounds in a year. Congrats, Tommy. That's awesome.
Tommy.
Man.
Tommy and Hialeah.
He eats his carrot cake just a smaller portion. I don't know how he does it.
Damn, Tommy.
Jeez, making us look bad.
This guy says Applebee's salad, about 2,300 calories for
a salad. God.
Who goes to Applebee's and orders a salad?
But you go to grab a salad, not because they're necessarily always tasty. You're thinking they're healthy.
Right.
And then you go, geez, look at this thing. It's still like over 1,000 calories.
Look, I think there's something we can all agree on. Salads suck.
Yeah, salads suck.
They're terrible.
Yeah.
There's something you eat on the side. There's something that you eat on the side
because
they're healthy.
You can enjoy the hell out of them.
Yeah. I mean, you'd rather have a side of fries and a big piece of cake than a salad on the side.
Not if Joe could put blue cheese all over.
Salads suck, especially as meals. They're the worst.
By the way, how do you have a chicken wing and not dip it in their homemade blue cheese that these restaurants have? You have to.
I mean, because blue cheese is like foot fungus, so some people don't like it.
I drowned it.
Oh, you? Is that you?
I said some
people. Are you the ones going to say nobody likes it?
I'm not a wing dipper.
I just like mine.
They already come with
sauce. Yeah. Just give me the sweat sauce.
Whatever sauce you like on there, dip it in blue cheese. It's beautiful, man. Goes well with those french fries.
Let's plug a barbecue place here. Shivers Barbecue in Homestead is very good banana pudding.
Oh, okay.
I've never heard anybody has banana pudding
at their
restaurant.
That's good to know, right.
Barbecue places probably.
Yeah, a lot of barbecue places do. Right. That's a good point.
Did not.
They have like pecan pie and banana pudding and stuff.
Okay. That's good to know. Well, thank you.
I guess.
That's good stuff. Hey, we got to go to break because Jimmy Johnson's going to join us coming up here with the new book coming out. Dave Hyde, of course, wrote the book for him and go through Jimmy's life a little bit there as a coach and successful. One of the few, if not the only, I don't know if it's few or the only guy to win a championship in college and pro, but I'm afraid Barry Switzer might have done it.
Did he win one at Oklahoma?
Not sure. Yeah.
Just a preview tomorrow's show. Omar sent this out 22 seconds ago. Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel downplays this ridiculous Tua versus Brady narrative for the joint practices.
Don't tell the networks that.
By the way, good luck.
They're going to ruin their
show tomorrow.
Tell
them try to get to Fox and ESPN producers. They're doing these shows all day called national sports shows.
Yep.
Good luck on that one.
Wow.
Hey, right now I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealer. We got one hot SUV family to tell you about, man. And if you're starting to look around for something new or used, ready to go to something, your lease is up, or you just want to get in something brand new, make sure you spend some time at your South Florida Chevy dealers. These are the best overall products we've ever had. How good are they, especially the SUV family? Well, I bought myself a Tahoe and I bought myself a Trailblazer. Of course, a Trailblazer. I can't drive two at a time. My daughter's got the Trailblazer. But I will tell you, man, they are fantastic. They're SUV family. When they say, man, we got some new looks, we've added space, it's everything about it. It's so cool. Tahoes and Suburbans got a brand new look in 2021 and 22. But also they've added more space to make it even more comfortable for you and your family to drive up to Tampa Bay this weekend for that game. And then the Traverse, that midsize SUV, plenty of space and what a great look. And you talk about style and substance. How about the smaller SUVs like that Trailblazer, the Blazer and Equinox? It just comes down to what you feel most comfortable with. And then the Silverado trucks. I should have started with it. Strong, durable, tough Silverado trucks, man. If you're working full-time, to just need a truck for work and for the family, we got the perfect truck for you for your lifestyle, color. Whether it's new or used, man, we got plenty of them for you. Ready to go. Corvettes and Camaro, still as sexy a handoff as you can get in this market. Hey, go find out for yourself. We've got convenient locations all over South Florida. Man, I love the way I get treated. No matter where I go, you're going to get treated the same way. I know that for sure. Dade, Broward, and Monroe County, we've got convenient locations ready for you to fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.